This is week 6 of New Testament Survey lecture notes, and talking about chapter 24 in your textbook about Revelation. And I have just always summarized Revelation as God wins. And I believe that, especially today, that the church should remember and read the book of Revelation as a book of encouragement. You just cannot pick and choose the type of interpretation and come out with a clear picture. If one switches between literal and figurative language, then there is no rule of hermeneutics that can be applied consistently. And so we just need to be aware that you need to have a good hermeneutic when you look at Revelation. A couple of side issues. A note that the word Antichrist is not mentioned in Revelation. It's only in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, where John says anyone denying Jesus is Antichrist. And while it's certain Revelation the beast is Antichrist, there's no indication that the beast is the Antichrist. In John, the term Antichrist is in the neuter and not in a masculine word. And I personally contend that John is speaking about the attitude and not about a person. One other thing in terms of the post-millennial view of Revelation, that lost many followers after World War I and World War II, when the idea the world would get better and better under the preaching of the Word. Now, while society does improve with the Word of God, World War I and II showed that it's unlikely that the whole world would reach this point together. And therefore, it leaves me in what I jokingly refer to as a pan-millennial view. I believe it'll all pan out in God's will. After all, I do believe He wins. Just in a final word, and page 390 of your book, while it is true God can save whom He chooses, His word always says that He only saves those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord. And I think the sentence on page 390 seems a little bit soft in regards to that declaration of belief. This concludes the lecture notes for New Testament Survey.